بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. Tonight's topic is Taraweeh Salah. In Ramadan, we find the fast is one of the highlights of Ramadan, and the second highlight of Ramadan is the Taraweeh Salah. Actually, the night comes before the day, so the first thing that we get is the Taraweeh Salah. Before the fast of Ramadan, then we experience the Taraweeh Salah. And how beautiful, we will fast from the time of Sahri till Maghrib. So the entire day we are engaged in the ibadat of fasting. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy has made it such that we will stand up for the Taraweeh Salah of 20 rakats. But the virtue of the 20 rakats is a person will get the reward of the entire night's ibadat. In addition to performing his Isha Salah with Jamaat, his Fajr Salah with Jamaat, getting that reward of the entire night's ibadat, you'll also get the reward of the 20 rakats, entire night's ibadat. Every sajda he will make in the Taraweeh Salah, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll get 1,500 hasanah. So 60,000 extra hasanat in his Taraweeh Salah. Every sajda he is going to get one tree in Jannat. Very huge, massive tree. It takes something like 500 years to run in the shade of that tree. For every sajda that he is performing. And if it wasn't for Taraweeh Salah, then we would have lost out hundreds of rakats of Salah. If you multiply the 20 rakats by 30 days, 600 rakats extra that we are reading in the month of Ramadan, which we would have not have read if it wasn't the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that Taraweeh Salah is an emphasized sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the khatam of the Quran also is an emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When else in the year do we get the opportunity of listening to the entire Quran Sharif in Salah? Many of us, we don't get the opportunity to listen to it out of Salah, but when do we get the opportunity? How many of us get the opportunity of listening to the entire Quran Sharif being recited inside Salah? So this is a great opportunity. You know, some people, it's not a sunnah, but some imams have made a habit of completing the khatam of the Quran in Fajr Salah. So they will start, it will take them maybe years, but they'll make a khatam of the Quran. So they just made it a habit, it's not a sunnah. So how many people go, you know, he's making khatam now, because it took so many years. At the end of the day, it's Quran and Majid. So the Taraweeh Salah, how we should honor that Quran and Majid, how we should look forward to it, and how we should try and pay attention also and keep this in mind. Keep it in mind. Therefore, it is important that in preparation for the Taraweeh Salah, that we have to have some rest in the day. We are weak, the days are hot, person is fasting, he's going to get tired. So he needs to have a nap, at least 40-45 minutes during the day, so that at the time of Taraweeh Salah, it gives him strength to be focused, to concentrate, to stand up, to appreciate what is being recited. Otherwise, it's like Maustad used to give the example. He said, you know, there are certain students that will come in a madrasa. In Talimuddin, you know, the classrooms are around the masjid like that. It's like one tawaf, you know. He said, some students will be focused and they will concentrate in their work and they will pass the years and they will benefit. And then there's other students. And he says the other students is like that patient that's unconscious in hospital, but he was there for Hajj. So what they did, they took him in a helicopter. So his Hajj gets complete. They took him in Arafat, took him one round and they brought him back. They say, you also Haji Sahab. He's also Haji Sahab. But you ask him what you saw, say, I don't know, I was unconscious. But he's Haji Sahab. So a person says, MashaAllah, I did my Taraweeh Salah. What he heard, he said, I don't know. From the beginning till the end, I was asleep. I was sleeping, my mind was somewhere else. So how we can prepare for that Taraweeh Salah? How we can take benefit from the Taraweeh Salah? Now there are a few masail with regards to the Taraweeh Salah. We spoke about the 20 rakats. For us, that should be a non-issue now. We shouldn't have to go and discuss that over and over again. Let us look at the masail. So the Taraweeh Salah is subordinate to the Isha Farz Salah. It cannot be performed independently before the Isha Salah or without performing the Isha Salah. So what this means is, if the Isha Salah becomes invalid for some reason, even if it is found out after 10 rakats are performed or all 20, the whole 20 has to be repeated. Say the 20 rakats, different wufas read. Maybe there was a different imam for the Isha. And for some reason his salah was invalid, and the salah was invalid. They only discovered after all the 20 rakats were performed, perfectly fine. Inshallah they'll get the reward, but it won't be taraweeh. They'll have to read the whole 20 rakats taraweeh again. So that is what is meant. It is tabi', it is subordinate, it is subject to the Isha salah. To such an extent that the ulama mentioned that if the Isha salah was not read in jamaat, say somewhere someone read his Isha salah alone, and then someone else came and he read his Isha salah alone. Maybe he's traveling, maybe something. Then he said, you know what? We have to read Taraweeh. Let's get together and read. So Ma Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, when Isha was read alone by multiple individuals, they are not allowed to now read Taraweeh in Jamaat. Each one of them will have to read their own Taraweeh alone. To such an extent, why he gives the explanation also, it is subject to the Isha. If you read the Isha in Jamaat, then you can read Taraweeh in Jamaat. If you read the Isha alone, then you have to read alone if you're the Imam, or if you are reading, or you want to join up with other people that read alone. If you read alone and you join a Jamaat, that's fine, as long as you're not the Imam. You join behind another Jamaat, that's fine, you read alone. But for many individuals that for some reason read alone on Safar or something, and now they want to join up and read Taraweeh in Jamaat, they say you can't do that. So to that extent, it is subject, subordinate, and subjected to the Isha Salah, even if the condition of how it was performed. Taraweeh Salah is Sunnah Mu'akkada for the men, and it is Sunnah Mu'akkada for the women. There was a time when there was a misconception among certain people that they felt that only the men had to read Taraweeh Salah, or maybe because they can't make khatam of the Quran, so there's no Taraweeh for the ladies. So we explain to them and we make it clear that the Taraweeh Salah is for the men, and it is also for the women at home. They will have to read the Taraweeh Salah. And obviously if they're not hafidha, they will read whatever surahs they know, whatever comes to their heart, or at least from Alam Tara to Surah Nas, 10 rakats, and the next 10 rakats, they can read the same thing. This is what the ulama have suggested. If someone is a hafidha, then they can't make jamaat. The ladies can't make jamaat among ladies also. They have to read individually. No lady can be the imam. Allah Ta'ala's decision, Allah has made it. Only a man can be the imam. So they will read individually, even if they hafizas also. And they will read on their own Taraweeh Salah. Then if someone completes the Taraweeh Salah in one night, 3 nights, 5 nights, 10 nights, the Taraweeh doesn't end. Taraweeh will continue till the end of Ramadan. The khatam was made, alhamdulillah, you fulfilled one sunnat. Don't leave out the other sunnat of performing the 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah. If in some place they cannot make khatam of the Quran for some reason, then too the Taraweeh mustn't be left out. Like we know in our country, there was a time when many places were reading Alam Tara Taraweeh. And ulama say the Taraweeh will be valid. It's just that they're missing out the sunnat, which is a great sunnat, but under circumstances now, you don't have a hafiz of the Quran, you don't have someone to perform the Taraweeh Salah. Then, like we sit, mashallah, after every 4 rakats, it's musta'ab to remain seated. Originally, the ruling was that you should remain seated for the duration of the 4 rakats, 6-7 minutes. But because of it becoming difficulty, and it is musta'ab to sit for that duration of time, the ulama have said that we should shorten the time, so that the Taraweeh Salah, it doesn't become too lengthy and difficult for the people. Then in the Taraweeh Salah, if you want to make khatam, then the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, according to Imam Shafi'i, is part of every surah. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, is part of the Quran, has to be read at least once. If it's not read once, generally they read it before Surah Baqarah. If it's not read once, then the khatam won't be complete. The khatam will be incomplete. If a person missed certain amount of rakats, then he can perform it after the witr. You've got the entire night to make up for the 20 rakats. The entire night is for Isha Salah, so the entire night you can complete your Musr rakat. Someone needed to go make wudu, go to toilet, whatever. You must 4 rakats, 6 rakats. Not to worry, after the witr salah, he can read it. Ulama say that the witr salah can be read before the Taraweeh too. So that is not a problem. Doesn't mean the witr was read now, Taraweeh is over. The only time when a person can't make up for his Taraweeh is when Fajr time comes in. Once Fajr time sets in, if he missed 2 rakats, 4 rakats, now there's no way of making qadha for it. The time has expired and there's no qadha for that Taraweeh salah. It is sunnah in Ramadan that the Taraweeh must be read in Jamaat. That is why we read it in the Jamaat, and preferably it is after the Taraweeh Salah. Then an important point that is mentioned here, which in some places has become a trend, that women should not leave their homes to attend Taraweeh Salah, which is performed in Jamaat in the Masjid. Rather, they should perform the Taraweeh Salah at home. Very important. We all know that the times that we are living in, one is our country, the safety. It's at night. We know the safety issues. Even men have to worry about safety. Then, further to that, is the fitna in the month of Ramadan, and the woman is coming out, and she's going to the masjid, and there's going to be a point where the men are going to be looking at them and they're going to be looking at the men. Whether it's accidental, whether it's intentional, whether it's unintentional. The other day I was in one masjid, I'll just explain. I just walked out of the door of the masjid, the cars are all parked. And right in front of the door of the masjid, there was a woman standing, a Muslim woman. Which was a very uncomfortable situation because you don't expect to encounter a woman in the masjid yard, for example. And now you get a woman and she's staring at your face and it throws you off. It throws you off because you're expecting to meet a Muslim, make salam, whatever. You see a woman that's staring at your face and it makes you very, it puts you off. So imagine in Ramadan, person ready, Taraweeh, Salah, and now he comes out of the masjid and his eyes falls on a certain woman. So his mind will be troubled. This day and age we're living is a day and age of fitna. Brothers have been complaining to the elders. The elders have mentioned in their talks. So, they're saying that, Maulana, when we're going to the shop to buy goods, then the cashier there is flirting with us. She's flirting, Muslim man with a beard, with his kurta. And sometimes his wife is with him. But the shamelessness now is that they want to laugh, they want to joke. Just the other day someone told me, he was standing in the line with his wife, kurta, beard, topi, everything. And this woman came out from that line, came to his wife, and tells his wife, you know, you're looking very stunning, you're looking very beautiful. She goes back in the line, she looks at this woman's husband, this man. She stares at him and she tells his wife, your husband is too handsome. So this is now, this is fitna. We are living in such times that people are looking for an opening, you know, that the haram that is happening is crazy. Married couples, all these funny things that are happening. So people are just seeing now if there's a gap here. You get a gap, get an opening here. Then I'll fulfill my desire. If they are on my level, if they are on the same level as me. We spoke about these things, we touched on it. That even in sports, in playing, from playing with the bat and the ball, then the person is playing with the next person's wife also. So nevertheless, so these things we shouldn't, ulama say we shouldn't play with, we shouldn't experiment with, that's the word. Just leave it like that. Women are safer at home. Keep the woman at home. And the men come to the masjid. And alhamdulillah, you don't hear anyone saying, complaining, anyone's mind is going anywhere. Alhamdulillah, people are crying in dua, performing their salah, they're going home, the women are happy. So we don't need to change that. Just keep it, maintain that, inshallah. So the woman will read the Taraweeh Salah as we explained. We explained about the qadha for the Taraweeh. The ulama have emphasized that if there are multiple venues around the masjid, in and around the masjid, multiple venues, then the masjid should be the place where everyone performs the Isha Salah. For example, you say down the road there's one venue, they're reading Taraweeh there, someone is reading in his house. They should not read the Isha in their house. The local masjid, the closest masjid, they must perform. This is obviously when it's not so far away that it becomes difficult. Within the range of about 1.5-2 kilometers, the masjid is there. They should go to the masjid, read the Isha, then go to their venues and perform the Taraweeh Salah. Obviously, we do get certain areas, locations where they have to perform the Isha there for the convenience of the people, and then they will perform the Taraweeh Salah. The other two important aspects when it comes to Taraweeh Salah is that the Imam, we don't just look at the voice of the person. The person is reading very well. This Musalla is an amanat. The Imam is our representative. So the person has to fulfill all the requirements of being an Imam. He can't be, there have been complaints. You know what, someone, this person, we know he got bad habits. We know what he's doing. He's a shady character. But for some reason they're giving him the Musalla. So these complaints have come. So you don't want such a person to come in a Musalla. I was in one place. So the Musalli told me, Maulana, if you put the wrong person on a Musalla, not here now, not Palak, right? Say, you put the wrong person on a Musalla, we will pull him off that Musalla. People are sensitive, and it's the right thing. You have to take care of the Musalla. You can't just put anybody on the Musalla. It has to be someone that's respected. People like them. They don't have any reservations. I was in one place. There was a qualified alim, and I didn't know, for whatever reason, why the people passed away now, why they didn't like him, why they didn't want him to get the Musalla. They used to actually tell people, go sit on the Imam Musalla so you don't get a chance to make Imamat. So I used to wonder why. So anyway, later on I found out that unfortunately he was involved in certain deals and in certain actions that people were aware of. He was in the business, he used to go to the locations, etc. So he was doing certain actions and he was involved in certain business deals that his colleagues were aware of, his friends knew about it. And so that's why they had no respect, absolutely no respect for him, and they didn't even regard him to be like an alim. So anyway, the imam that has to perform the Taraweeh Salah or any Salah has to fulfill the different requirements of the imam. Then, yeah, again, one old person passed away now. He told me, Maulana, you know that last khatam day, I'm going to bring some, you know, hadiyas, bring that Arab shawl, all our wufas, we line them up in the front, make like a jalsa for them, to, you know, jazakallah. So the ulama say that now is like paying a person, you're like paying him for reading the salah, for the ibadat, for leading the Taraweeh Salah, and that is not permissible. To take money and to give gifts for leading the Taraweeh Salah is not permissible in the month of Ramadan. Recently, as a Mufsa was explaining, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent one Sahabi out to collect zakat. So when he came back, the Sahabi said that this is zakat, but this money here was given to me as a gift. Right? He said, this here is the zakat I collected, and on my rounds, I was given some gifts, so this is my gift. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi was very upset. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi made a statement on the mimbar, and he said, you know, some of my people, I sent out to collect zakat, they come to me and they tell me that this is for zakat and this is my gift. Why didn't they sit in their house and see if anybody would give them gifts in their house? The only reason they give you the gift is because of this work that you're doing. So you're sort of selling now. You're selling that ibadat of yours. Like the ulama say, a person is doing qiraat in a masjid, right? And you're paying him now. You paid him to come and read the Quran. So there's some severe warnings in the hadith about a person that takes money for reciting the Quran, directly taking for reciting the Quran and Majid. So therefore that is not permissible. Also the Quran Sharif should be recited with good tajweed and not in a way that distorts the Quran and Majid. Taraweeh Salah can be performed the entire night. If for some reason someone has to go, like for example we know in some places they're performing the entire Quran and Majid, or 10 paras a night. So then they're performing right up till Sehri time, so that's permissible. The entire night a person can perform the Taraweeh Salah. So these are some of the basic rules, regulations, and the masail of the Taraweeh Salah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.